Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
This is one of the forgotten hits. People don't talk about this song. All right, fucking DJ Scratchy McFuckface. Relax. Maybe I like the verses. I'm full of Asher and a 45. Everybody needs a feather and a pillow. Everybody needs a bubble.
A what? Everyone needs a bosom.
A bosom, sure. All right, dude. I'm sorry that this is a fucking huge song in Ireland right now.
Yeah, it just came out.
I know. Fucking third world white country. How sad is that, being a third world country and being white? That's awful.
Just better than being Spanish or whatever you are.
First world Spanish.
First world Spanish. First world Spanish. It's way better than third world white. I don't know anything about Ireland, but I imagine
it's a justification for it.
What?
If you're, third world Spanish, at least there's a justification for
exactly.
Why you're third world. But if you're third world white, it's just like, what are you
what is going on, white people?
What's going? It's right across the way from
you're born
England,
with those
bro.
White genes. How is it possible? Your entire country's in shambles. I imagine it is just crumbling buildings from... turn the music down a little bit. It's a little bit distracting. There we go. I like the song in the background, but it should almost be like we're at a party and there's some light music.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be like yelling over each other. I'm trying to trash
party,
column.
I'm a trashing white.
It's like a party. One guy's just yelling about the Irish.
Look, man, we got a great show planned today. All right, turn it off, Nate. It's bothering me today. I don't know what it is. We don't have Shannon today. I've never missed Shannon once ever, and I don't miss her yet, but so far the music side of this has been a little bit wacky.
Shannon's out with saline poisoning.
What happened with Shannon?
One of her titties exploded.
I'm not sure. She got here, and then she said, "I have to go. I really don't feel well. I don't think I'm going to make it through the show." And I was like, "Go! I can try and do it by myself."
All right, let me call her.
Fair play to Nate, huh? Stepping up. I can try.
It's a big moment, dude.
You're not a fair, but
I don't know if it's
play.
A big moment. But
it's
thank
a
you.
Big moment. A lot of pressure.
I'm gonna put you up to $4 an hour.
What the hell, Shannon? Oh, there you are. Hold on. Where you at?
I'm home.
You left the show?
No, I left the studio.
What happened? I got to be honest with you. As soon as they told me you were sick, I was like, I don't believe it. I don't believe it because you have tendencies to lie, okay? What happened here?
I never
here?
Lie.
What happened here?
I don't know what happened. I all of a sudden got really dizzy.
Do you think maybe you're having kratom withdrawals?
No.
No. Maybe you're taking too much kratom.
No.
You think everything withdraws from Lewis's sweet, sweet dick?
Yeah, do you think my jism, maybe since you're not in taking my jizz, because you know I love cream pieing, do you think that maybe that's what's going on? You're having some sort of withdrawals?
Maybe.
It's true. Do you want me to come over and fill you up?
No, thank you.
You want me to?
Fill her up?
That's the sound he makes when he comes every time.
Shannon, what would make you feel better?
Fucking got it.
You leave my show. Shannon's banned for 1 month. She's banned for 1 month.
I'll put it on the board.
Thank you. Also, turn the air on. It's hot as fucking here. Where is that on?
It's on.
Why is it so hot? Figure it all out. We're going to start the show in just a couple minutes here. That was a false start. We're going to do it all over again. All
right, perfect.
We have a great show planned today. Two incredible guests, as always. Jordan Rabel joins the show. First time.
Yep.
Very handsome. Did not expect you to be this handsome.
Wow, thank you, man.
Handsome man. And Colin Terrell's back on the show.
What about his looks? All right.
He's handsome for an Irishman.
Okay. Take it. Still insulting.
Yeah.
Irish people are not an attractive...
Third World White Handsome.
Yeah, they're not attractive.
That'd be a great album name, by the way. Third World White Handsome?
Yeah.
Third
World White Handsome.
You guys have a podcast together called Big Dogs.
Big Dogs, yeah.
What's the idea with Big Dogs? What's the concept there?
It's just a couple of degenerates talking about what's going on in the world. We get guests on every week.
So it's every podcast.
Yeah, pretty much. It's, I'd say there's no hook. You
want more white guys?
The elevator pitch. What's the elevator pitch for white bread? Be like, it's, you know, pretty good.
Have you ever had bread? It's that. Yeah, that's what it's bread. Is. Have you ever had a podcast? That's what our podcast is.
Yeah, so go check it out. It's on all the podcast platforms.
Although,
last time I was fucking on here, I'm sure it was your fans. They keep commenting saying that we're gay now.
You guys.
Gay dogs.
Why do they say gay dogs?
I don't know.
Just because that's
I
funny.
Think it's just, yeah, I think
my,
it's just,
my fan
I don't know why you fucking go mites.
They're
don't
a little. They're
not because it's annoying. We keep getting. Well, I don't know why. We keep getting all of reviews.
All the reviews, and you weren't supposed to bring it up, you idiot.
I bet you it was two people. You guys probably have 35 reviews.
Hell yeah.
Two of them were go mites going. You guys are fags. Hell yeah. Hashtag realist podcast.
I wish they used fags.
Right.
Yeah.
They use just gay.
Just gay. All right.
And so, we're not.
So
you
it's
know?
More genuine. We're so like, if they called you fags, but, all right, they're being funny. They're being like, you know, hey, yeah, fags.
These two legit homosexual men.
It's just nice to see two homosexuals finally hash it out on a podcast.
Yeah, you can't kick the hornet's nest, dude. So now all they're going to do, every one of them, and they should. They should go and leave your reviews calling you guys gay. Leave
but
them
five stars.
Please
five
don't.
Stars.
Please don't.
Stars.
Listen.
Please
listen.
Don't.
Please do.
No.
Everyone listen to the show right now. Leave a 5-star review and a positive review, but you have to
don't
pretend that there are two gay guys that are doing a podcast. So anything that finds
we are not gay.
This is fine.
We are straight.
In your culture, this is fine. In Ireland, this again.
You're gonna get a
big
fucking.
Dog. I can't go. Gave me the confidence to come out to my father.
That's why.
After listening to these two gay gentlemen and their great lifestyle,
my dad's like, "You think I touched you as a child so you could grow up gay?"
Doggy, listen to me. Do this. If you guys are gonna get on the charts, because my fans are very hardcore. They're hardcore parkour baby boys. They're not fucking around right now, and none of them work. None of them have anything to do. They're sitting around.
They were plotting. Sitting there with their fingers going, ready to rate and review.
Exactly. They're ready to rape and review, to be honest. They hear that sometimes. They're like, rape and review? Fine. I'm like, no, stop. I said rape.
Just rape.
Just rape. Rape. Jesus Christ. No.
Well, 3 stars. She scratched at my eyes. Kicked at me.
Did come.
May have been raped in the past.
Dude, yeah, give them a review, but treat it as if they are two homosexuals that are learning about their gay relationship in life, and they came out together.
It's not like people are saying, like, these are faggots. They're literally saying, I love this podcast. I love when two gay men can just be gay. And then that's it.
It's really? Like, it's way funnier.
It's like, why is the gay part in there? What? I don't understand.
Really? That's just it? And it's multiple people?
Yeah, it's been happening a few times.
Honestly, that's a way better hook than our current podcast hook, though.
Yeah.
Just two gay guys come to terms with them being gay.
Yeah, okay, guys, come bad. Out.
We don't get on SNL.
Yeah, why don't you guys just pretend to be gay? That's the way to do it these days. Honestly, if I could go back and give myself advice from when I was a very young boy, I'd go myself when I was like 6. I'm like, come here, young man. Come here, sit on my lap. Okay. I'd be like, you need to pretend to be gay. And then I'd go through them. I would show him what gay is.
You'd be like, it's going to be hard until about the age of 18.
Yeah.
And then it's fantastic.
No, I'm going to show him what gay is.
I'm going to show him what gay is.
I'll show you what gay is.
Yeah, close your
eyes. You would molest your 6-year-old self.
Yes.
I don't think that even counts as molestation. That opens, it's more like masturbation.
That opens a black hole. Well, that actually destroys the universe. If you fuck your 6-year-old self, that actually can tear down the fibers of the
universe.
Where's
the Doctor Who episode? Tear
down the fibers of his asshole. It's both. Fibers are being torn no matter what if you fuck your 6-year-old self. I tweeted that recently. Is that child molestation? Should that be a crime? Let's say we're 100 years in the future. We figured out time travel. Okay. Yeah. You go back and you fuck yourself as a kid. Should that be a crime?
No.
Man. I mean, it's not even possible.
I'm just fucking kids going, I'm you from the future.
That's your defense.
This is legal.
In the courtroom.
It's a little black kid.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was me, Your Honor.
In the future, you can change races, okay?
I can't wrap my head around time travel at all in the slightest bit. Like, you know, like they always talk about like scientific concepts and all this other shit. You can sort of like wrap your brain around it when it's described.
Yeah.
Time travel, I don't fucking get. Nate!
Explain time travel.
Explain, 60 seconds or less. I need you to make me understand time travel. You have as close to a British accent as anybody in here.
Australia's 7 hours ahead of you.
can I have 10 seconds to research it and then I'll explain it to you?
10 seconds. I feel like you're going to need more time to research time travel to explain it to me in a minute.
Nate comes running in the door going, don't do it. It's me from the future.
And then Lewis comes in and kills him.
Oh, fuck
that. I know the secrets. He's fucking his young self.
No, it's cool. It's me. It's not illegal, okay? You can suck your own dick in the future.
Doggy, I mean, please, you tell yourself, be gay. Be gay. Just pretend. You don't even got to fuck this. All you have to do is publicly, like, I've never watched Mateo Lane suck a cock.
But he's gay. I know you're getting he's at here, but trust me.
Dude, if he's faking it, he deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. Whatever. Dude, he is the best actor in the fucking world.
If he's straight,
they should give him his own private island somewhere. He's a god amongst men. That's crazy.
Daniel Gay-Lewis,
yes.
Come on, he just gets off stage and has like a shot of Jim Beam and smacks some chick on the head.
Oh, a toots.
Mateo could get some puss too if he wanted to. So
he's shredded, right?
Yeah, he's fucking
Jesus, dude. He's insane.
Yeah, it's another level.
All jokes aside, being gay is a sin. And thank you,
fully straights only podcast.
Listen, if you pro-life. Once again, go leave them some 5-star reviews and you know please
big dub. Continue.
It's got to be 5 stars though. Don't fuck around.
Yeah, don't give them a shitty fucking review. Don't be an asshole. Make them look gay. That's funny. Because Colin, that's the funny part. Like your family will go and like read the comments.
This
on
is
iTunes.
Why he left Ireland initially.
Yes,
he got called gay too many times. He's like, I gotta start.
No, my family's like liberal Irish, but they just go, "That's you can be a fag if you want.
Yeah,
nothing wrong with it." So Colin's a fag now.
Yeah. No, I'm not dead.
There are quite a few reviews calling them gay. I'm just looking at them really right now. Yeah.
There must be at least 5 or 6.
Love the podcast, Big Dogs. I want a t-shirt.
This top right one.
Let's see. Every time I'm in need of 2 gay comedians to do the podcast, week after week, each episode gets gayer and gayer. Great.
It's gayer.
I love how open these gay men are about being gay. How do you know these are my fans?
Because it only happened when I came on this fucking podcast.
Every episode is more gay than the last. Keep up the good work. Listen to me. This is not bad. They're all 5-star reviews.
Yeah, that is
sure.
That is
that the problem is there's not enough of them to really sway people's opinion and make them actually think you're gay.
Yeah, there's a new gay fan base.
Yeah. You got to get in there. So
that's it, niche.
I don't know that's necessarily my fan base. We never conceptualized this. You think it just naturally, organically happened?
I just
thought
it was one of those Reddit things. I don't really understand how, but it only happened once I started doing.
Did we call him gay on a show?
Not that I remember.
I feel like the fans wouldn't independently come up with this. Like 3 different people came up with the idea that you guys are gay boys.
I
thought it was a thing. I thought it was like one of those Reddit things. I don't even know what.
No. But now you've opened a can of worms.
Gay worms.
Gay worms. Tasty, tasty, long, hard gay worms.
If we get enough gay reviews, we're going to build up an accidental gay fan base. So.
Dude, it's
worth
it.
People are looking up, what are some gay podcasts?
Just are selling out
the top
San Francisco tour.
Dude, you really need to lean into this.
It's like you said, we're taking your advice to heart.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, if you guys...
I was asking you to stop doing it, though. That's why I brought it up.
You can't even do
I
that.
I was asking
it's
you to
worst
stop your
thing
fans
ever.
Bullying us.
They're not bullying you. They're fucking giving you guys a thick skin. All right?
They're actually kind of showing us the way,
shaming
if anything.
Straight shaming us.
No. You guys don't understand. This is a gold mine. You're sitting on a gold mine. You never even mentioned being gay, okay? You do this. You do what Tim Dillon does, okay? Because nobody's there. Who knows what Tim Dillon
does? We have no proof on him. You brought up Mateo, but...
Well, Tim is the obvious choice, right? But that wouldn't be good acting. Tim's not even pretending. Tim,
yeah.
I watched him make out with women. He's like, just like, yeah, come here. Look at this fat black chick. He doesn't care. Tim's an animal. I don't believe that Tim even has a sexuality. Tim is for sale. Every part of his soul, every part of his brain. It's amazing.
Yeah.
I respect him for that, okay?
Yeah.
But you can do like him, and you guys don't even act gay. You don't even talk about it. But you just label it as, you know, two comics in love discussing life, whatever the tagline is. But you never mention
who may or may
it.
Not be dot dot dot.
And you do sort of a gay photo, like maybe a black and white, like his arms in your pockets. He's standing behind you. You have no shirt on. and you're wearing like low cut jeans, and Colm has it, because we're not gonna have Colm's doughy, pasty body.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure your body's fucking fire.
I'm standing behind, just kissing.
It's no Mateo. Kid. I'll say that. I'll say that.
Yeah. Can we get a new? Can we get a new Big Dogs mug? Just some sort of sexy, where these guys are like holding each other in an embrace.
We'll two hot dudes being held.
We'll take the photo after this, and we'll have it by next
time. I don't think that they're going to allow us to take the photo, so we're going to have to probably do some photoshopping of their heads onto other photos.
I'll do my best.
Edit that out so the fans don't hear that.
Of course. Yeah, that's already gone.
Appreciate it. Should be listening to the show live. You guys get the fucking live feed where there's no editing, you know? That's a real deal behind the scenes. It's like, you know, that's a category in porn. I watch that. I jerk off
the BTS.
Behind,
to
BTS
live? Oh, yeah, like the fluffer?
Yeah. Yeah, love it. Not bad. You just get, because some of these girls are just pigs. They really are.
It's like the makeup girl. It's like, yeah, I'll suck you.
They're fucking animals. there was that porn WikiLeaks, right? So check that. This is like right up my alley, and I know it's creepy, but so what happened was a few years ago, there was this thing called Porn WikiLeaks, and all of these girls that were in porn, they're like personal information, Facebook pages, like everything was leaked.
Yeah, it was like a photo of a bathroom stall.
Yeah, dude, thousands
like
of
their
files.
House and apartments and stuff.
Yeah, dude, like everything. Like it's fucked up. But for me, I mean,
it was a nice road trip.
You show me a little, you show me a fucking girl's real Facebook. A real Facebook, and she did one porn one time on fucking girls. Dude, God bless her soul. Okay, that's very jerkable to me. I'm gonna get
Yeah.
Okay,
no, it's a good brand too.
But what was it? Pornhub? What company did this, Nate?
Browsers.
I think it was Bang Bros, wasn't it?
Oh, that's
look it up. One of the companies purchased the website and purchased the domain.
It was Bang Bros. I got it. Up.
And the entire, I guess they bought all the files. It was Bang Bros. They bought the doxing site and just to burn the hard drives, and they destroyed it, which is a pretty fucking real ass move on Bang Bros. Yeah, it's creepy, and I would take advantage of it in a heartbeat. It reminds me of the us masturbating to the girls that killed themselves.
Yeah,
over the porn. It's, you know, look, we're real ass dudes. We'll admit that we jerked off to. What was the girl who killed herself?
Amber or something, was it?
No, you're just naming random names. Candy.
There was a chick who killed herself. Pretty hot.
The one girl put a shotgun in her fucking mouth. Because her family found out she did porn and everyone was shaming her.
Oh, I didn't know that one. I knew the one that would. She said she wouldn't fuck gay guys.
Oh, no, that's a different chick. That's a different chick. But that wasn't as sad. That girl had a flourishing porn career. Mm. And then, you know, some fucking online bullying sort of sent her over the edge. It's terrible, sure, but I'm just not like, I don't feel bad. I feel bad for the 18-year-old girl who does one porn. She goes in for a day.
Yeah, one girl who was like $1,500.
Yeah, dude.
Only an 18-year-old would be excited about that.
I know. It's sad. That's a problem, dude. They
bitch get paid.
They
like, that's a month at McDonald's.
It should be legally, it should be like 23 or 24 for these girls to do that. Because you don't know at 18 what you're doing.
How ironic is that's exactly when I want to stop jerking off.
I know.
That's but officially enough, MILF category, dude.
But there's enough porn on the internet now. There's enough teen fucking hot young bitches and little mini skirts and fucking... That's out there. There's an unlimited amount of porn that you could jerk off to already. So, you know, it's fine. We're okay. We'll figure that out. Okay. Yes. I'm just saying to have 18. I don't think you should have an 18-year-old get a tattoo. I don't think you should let an 18-year-old fucking anything permanent, dude. You see people like just drunk kids, college kids, just looking at the camera, just saying the N-word to be funny. They're like, nigger, 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 nigger.
And we're like,
not a bad bit.
Leave it to the professionals.
Yeah. And then we're like, welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. But you see this happening, and they're like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? There's no, like, there's seven people on your live stream watching you. You're just hammered, and you don't understand the finality of putting something on the internet.
And you also don't know the horror of Googling yourself, and then it autofills Zach Amico N-word question mark. Thanks, Nick Mullen.
Let's see. Hold on a second. We have a big announcement regarding Matt and Shane's podcast. 15 minutes, we're going to have Shane Gillis calling in. Actually, this is a fucking big deal. So we're going to get into that in just a few minutes. Just texted me. But yeah, dude. They burnt all of the hard drives and they got rid of all that, which is.
Do you think they did, though? Those could be any hard drive.
They just bought hard drives.
They just bought 20 hard drives, threw them in a pile, lit it up, and they were like, finally.
No, I think they did. And I think it's marketing on their part. I think it's also good. I mean, I think I think they genuinely were like,
only,
well, fuck
only
it.
We can take advantage of these women.
Well, these porn companies make a lot of fucking money, right? They make a shit ton of money and they can afford to do it. But, it, you know, they're taking advantage of these women to a certain degree, but it's also like, that's what they're, the girls are signing up for it. So I don't feel that bad.
I mean, you know what you're signing up for when you're doing porn.
Yeah. But once again, no, I will say they're 18 years old. I feel bad for the girl who fucking puts a shotgun in her mouth because her dad finds out and she can't, like.
I also don't feel bad for the girl. It's like, they doxed me, and it's like in the video she's holding up her real driver's license into the camera.
Yeah. But I say, yeah, good for them. Up for Real Ass Dude of the Week, Pornhub, even though this is a while ago, right?
I just saw the story
a couple
this week.
Of weeks old.
I saw the story pretty recently, but how long? They can be up for real.
You were cranking it to these like real girls' Facebook stuff.
Oh yeah,
I get that. I've
it actually
that.
Does help.
You will go past like good tits to see like that you don't know.
Honest
to see, like,
tits
to see. Yeah, an ugly girl's tits.
Well,
that
you
are real.
You get the story. It was that one site, Girls Do Porn, is the site where like they, whatever it is, they're at, they get these girls in, and these are like straight up chicks. They're not
pros.
They're not pros in any sense of the word.
They're fresh out of high school.
Every once in a while, you see one of these girls move on to a very illustrious career.
The majors.
But
it's a farm system.
Doggy. These poor
little league
poor
scouts.
Girls. I mean, and it's like, what? It's
they're
not,
busting them in from the Dominican Republic. She's a ringer.
They would have,
check her age.
They would have like feminist chicks would have you say, it's like, oh, this is ridiculous. These women are empowered and you can't. You're like, are you fucking, these girls are retarded. They're not empowered women. These are not women that are going to go on to be CEOs. They're not women that are going to go on to be even managers of the fast food restaurant that they work out. These are dummies. For the most part, they're fucking dummies. And you take advantage of these fucking dummies who don't understand what they're doing. I never jerk off to porn and imagine the girl being like retarded. Like, but then I meet porn stars and they're fucking retarded. Yeah. They're never smart. They're never like, you, for some reason, like you see certain ones, you're like, oh, that chick's really hot. Like, I'd imagine she'd just be kind of sexy. And like,
she's wearing glasses in the video.
Yeah, and carry like, yourself in a.
She's a teacher.
She says she's a librarian. She's a professor.
Then you meet her.
What? She's in med school.
Yeah.
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 So, there's a reason they need a handler to be on the radio.
Yeah. Yeah. They're fine. I'm not hating on all of them because some of them are good. Like Lisa Ann was good on radio.
No, Lisa certain... Ann. Yeah, but Lisa Ann's like, I think, the exception to the rule.
She's a smart broad. So, yeah, well, good for them, guys. Good for Pornhub. All right, gents, let's take a quick moment and talk about Monday.com as we've been doing every Monday here on the Real Ass Podcast. Love Monday.com. Nate, talk to me about it. How much easier has Monday.com made your life?
I mean, it's very easy to keep track of what's going on.
Yeah.
I can always follow up with people. They can always follow up with me. We barely send emails anymore because we just always update it through Monday.com.
So much easier to track things. If you guys work on anything, if you're working on any sort of creative project, business project, think about how many emails are coming through. Think about just sort of organizing all of your emails and having to find files and pictures and videos and things like that. It makes everything really, really difficult. Monday.com, it's a project management tool that's designed to just organize your entire team to get everyone on the same page. Everyone signs into the same page for the same project. You can subcategorize if you have multiple projects going on. We use it here at the podcast network. So for this show, if we need videos, pictures, highlights, anything, it's all in one place. We could assign tasks to different team members, finish projects. Once something's being done, edited, we know where it's at. It's in one place. Everyone can grab it at the exact same time. It's super intuitive. It's pretty easy to understand. It takes a few minutes to set up, and it has changed the way that we're getting work done here. I would say that we're getting three times the work done easily just based off of the fact that we're using Monday.com. If you got a team as small as two people, as many as 1,000 people, Monday.com is going to make your life that much easier. And if you go to Monday.com/RAP, you're going to get a 14-day free trial. No commitment. You don't have to spend any money. You get a 14-day free trial. See if it helps you. I promise you guys, you're never going to want to go back to shooting emails and having post-it notes and text messaging project members. Fuck that, dude. One place, nice and easy, monday.com/RAP. Go get a 14-day free trial. Let's talk about this. I taught my son how to ride a bike. It was really cute.
Wow, that's adorable.
It's fucking adorable.
I'm glad we talked about porn stars, natural transition into
how long does that take?
Took me like 8 minutes.
Oh, really?
As long as it takes to get to the top of the hill.
Yeah, his mother was bringing him out, and then with his bike, because his bike was at her place, and they went out like three different times, And I was like, how is he gonna fucking learn how to ride? It's been three, you got out three times. She brought him out with her boyfriend too, which is this big black guy.
They came back with three more bikes.
Now great. See here, this is how you get new bike tires. Come here, boy, sit down.
Why does James need bolt cutters to learn how to ride a bike?
But yeah, it was whatever. I don't know what the fuck they were doing, but I brought him out one time, and yeah, dude, I was like, James, he was going too slow. He was going like really slow and keeping his feet down. He was being a pussy about it. So I told him, you have to fucking go fast. That's the secret right there. You start going fast, you'll be good. Trust yourself. The kid's got great core strength. Okay. I know this from my time travel experiences. Wait, that was young me. Never mind.
I noticed from last weekend. Brown. Hard to tell.
Oh, also, Nate. Oh, here we go. You didn't explain time travel.
Sorry, I'm trying to make a gay mug of Colm and Joy. I have so much going on.
Yeah, he's got like five jobs.
Do you want time travel or do you want the gay mug?
Where's Shannon?
Nate.
If you figure out time travel, you can probably get a lot done. Think about that.
Cure cancer, Nate.
I found a lot of articles saying that time travel probably isn't possible.
Yeah, so it's
not. Oh, fucking pussies,
I know, the internet's
dude.
A killjoy.
Oh, those guys are wrong. Yeah. Well, keep working on it, Nate. What the fuck? Somebody, you can't hand that in. Prioritize the mug, though.
What does Eddie Bravo say about it?
All right, I'll look that up.
Please find out. I want to know what...
A real scientist
so
has.
What happens? Does he start on training wheels for a while?
Eddie Bravo? No, I think he just went straight into jiu-jitsu.
Okay, great.
He was on training wheels for a hot minute, but yeah, then I just fucking said, I grabbed him by the back of his neck, and I just pushed him. Then he was going fast, and he wobbled a little bit, and then soon enough, he was just going.
Wow.
Yeah.
No falling?
Not yet. He crashed into a garbage can. Yeah. And then I thought it was like it's just symbolic. It's like that's life.
Harrington popped out. That's
What are you doing here?
That's a guest attack. Well, that's a guest attack.
Yeah, that is a guest attack. Nate.
Can we discuss Harrington's keys for a second? Why does Harrington have so many keys?
I don't know. That was very strange. Yeah, I saw Chris from Brooklyn tweeted out a picture that Harrington left his keys inside of his bag, and it was maybe 30 keys.
Like a janitor amount of keys.
Yeah. Like way too many keys. Harrington does not have a home. He does not have a car. He doesn't have a shed. He doesn't have a bike. He doesn't have any reason for this many keys.
Good Lord.
It was funny because I didn't even read what Chris tweeted. I just essentially retweeted. I just did his joke and retweeted it, but I got more likes.
Yeah.
But he's got a Blink membership, doesn't go to the gym, Gas Digital, does not work here, multiple car alarms, no car.
It's a collection of who he used to be. Yeah. He's
picking them off the street.
Yeah.
Is it just different people's house keys who he squats at?
I don't know. Also, I will say this. We offered Harrington money to get a home.
Yeah.
Me and Ralph said, dude, we'll fucking help you get on your feet. We'll get
too much
you
pride.
You know, give you. He doesn't have any pride.
He's homeless, dude.
He sleeps in vomit. He has no pride. And we offered him money, and there's something. This is how much of a fuck up he is. He can't even get there. He can't even get to the place where he can accept the loan to find a home to live.
Is it going to be indentured servitude?
No, he just has to pay us back eventually. We just give him a couple $1,000 to find a fucking apartment.
The problem is...
I don't understand.
The problem is he needs a job so that when he pays for the first couple of months, then he's not just kicked out again.
Well, that and he needs a job so that when they say, what do you do? Because you probably have to give them...
No, you
paycheck.
Don't. You don't have to give them anything. When a roommate situation, you're
okay,
fine.
Roommate situation.
He's not getting his own fucking apartment.
Yeah,
okay,
sorry, you're right.
Are you out of your mind? He's going.
He's
to
moving
live
up to the Upper West Side.
He's going
to
live with some fucking shit comics
in
Brooklyn.
Gave you 6 months rent. He's like, I'll do it on a week and the fucking.
Yeah, dude. No, no. That's what he's going to. You know, he needs $750 a month. That's the level that he's at, and you can find a roommate. You get two or three roommates in Brooklyn. It's going to be sort of a shitty situation.
Not to be retarded. Didn't I sleep at his house once?
Maybe.
I swear to God, one time we did a gig and we went to his house.
Yeah.
And it was a whole house he had. What happened in between then and now?
Yeah.
Where was the house?
Like up some, like right out of the city?
His parents' house or his?
I don't know. There was nobody else there.
That's maybe why he's on those keys, dude.
Maybe it was a tornado.
Just a random person.
There was no one else.
Crazy if a tornado took his house.
It's been really sad.
Shannon on a bike.
I'm sick. My tits. Also, $2,800 Shannon can get tits in Miami for. She's a cunt.
I'm trying to get Shannon upgraded.
Look up right now. Okay. Look up boob job Miami.
But she can just go to Tijuana and get them for half that again.
Right? Yeah, but you're not going out of the country. You go to Miami where there's a bunch of fucking Brazilian whore models who are getting nice tit jobs all the time.
You don't want to go to I don't even think
bad tit jobs exist anymore. Like I think that they've gotten tit job technology pretty fucking much down to a science. Okay.
Tit job technology?
Yeah, but back in the day, look at this. Breast augmentation, $2,800.
That's on.
$1,999.
It's already been clicked.
Yeah, because Shannon's a kid. She knows. She said $9,000. This is the problem. We could probably get there. We can. $2,800 is not that fucking crazy.
Do it.
Get a GoFundMe going.
Do a show. Do a charity show
for her tits.
Yeah. I'm sure you got a couple of.
What was that?
Shannon's tits.
Shannon's tits.
Now they're sending me messages trying to get me to buy.
By Shannon Tits.
By Shannon Tits. I'm getting like chat messages from this website.
Welcome back.
Hi, Shannon.
Hey, Shannon.
Did you decide to get those tits?
Hey, old lumpy.
Yeah, I think. I was going to get my kid elbow pads and knee pads too, but then I was like, that's the gayest thing in the world.
Not for a bike, right?
Yeah.
No, that's for like skateboarding or some shit, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Helmet, though?
Got him a helmet.
Oh, you got a helmet. Cool helmet, though? Like a skateboarder helmet or one of the...
I got him like a big biker helmet, a big green helmet so I can see him if he rides away. If
someone snatches him.
Yeah. Mm. But I got him like a really expensive, nice, like make sure his skull doesn't crack helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Zach, when did you learn how to ride a bike? How old were you?
Never learned how to ride a bike.
Shut up.
You don't know how to ride a bike?
Nope.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We got to teach him. We got to teach him your methods.
No.
You and Jake.
Zach, he's got to go fast. He's grabbed by the back of his neck.
He's got to go fast.
Just push him.
No, I was an indoor boy.
Really? You didn't? You grew up in Jersey.
Yeah, I was an indoor boy.
I was such a little
indoor boy.
Kid.
What are you, like an animal?
Yeah.
The indoor boys. That should be the name of your podcast.
The indoor boys
instead of
the
big
back
dogs.
Backdoor boys.
Yeah. I grew up in the burbs as well. And
we were allowed out of the house.
Why weren't you allowed out of the house? Mm. You're fat.
Yeah,
like, get out sit the door. Sit there,
get
fatty.
Fatter.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know you didn't really go out. Were you like?
Did you ever try?
Yeah. I think my dad tried to teach me like twice, and then he
just
gave up.
Can you swim?
Yeah, I can swim.
All right.
Yeah, it was just I.
We had a pool inside. Can you rollerblade?
I grew up very like I wanted to go to a friend's house, it had to be 2 weeks' notice.
Can you use a tricycle? What? You look like you should be riding a tricycle.
Yeah, a tiny one.
You look like you should get everywhere by tricycle. Yeah, I nobody even taught me how to ride a bike. Nobody taught me. Nobody taught me anything. Nobody taught me how to read. I just learned this shit, doggy. I never believed in Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy. No. I was just kind of me always. When I was 7, I thought this way. Yeah. I really did.
And when you were 7, you're like, if I'm less my 2-year-old self.
All right, hear me out. If I can
is
go back in time.
Okay.
But I always sort of had this attitude toward life. And I really did. I don't ever remember a time where I didn't sort of look at the world through these eyes. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you were a kid, do you, like, I look at my son, he looks at the world so innocently. He's dumb as fuck. He's just a kid. He's just like, he doesn't understand. Like, for me, like, I don't know. I just think I saw through shit very, very young.
I mean, you probably had a different upbringing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some parenting stuff going on.
Maybe.
I mean, you taught
his
son
age,
how to ride
you were
a bike.
Already like outside playing all the time with your friends, not doing activity.
You're selling crack
activity.
On the corner. CBD products.
I remember at 4, I was already out in the neighborhood like playing with kids without anybody
Harlem?
Watching me. No, this is in the suburbs. This is Rockland County, New York, West Havishaw, New York. Sort of a... But
that might
of,
be the difference though right there, suburbs versus New York City.
Is that where you grew up?
I grew up in the suburbs.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the suburbs.
You'd just be outside all the time, pretty much.
Yeah, that was it. We would have tree houses. We would have like just, we'd literally just go into a fucking tree. There's no concept for me. There was no dad that was like, let me show you how to build a tree house, son. It was like, dude, give me a piece of wood. I'm climbing the tree. I'm going to hammer the, it started off with a piece of wood being hammered to the tree like that. You're like, give me another piece. I'm going to sort of shape this into something we could maybe stand on and not die. And we would just find different pieces of scrap wood and fucking doors. And we go and just shove them into trees and sort of create walls. It was nut, like, it was so dangerous. I'm surprised we didn't die.
Yeah, it seemed fine. There's no such thing as safety back. I remember growing up in Ireland. No. There was no such thing as safety. Helmets were not. That's wild. No. If you had a helmet, man, you would.
You were retarded. If you were wearing a helmet in the 80s or early 90s, you were a retarded person. Mm-hmm. Nobody wore helmets back then. Dude, I remember one time I was riding my bike down a hill, just speeding down a hill. And I'm just a fat kid. I'm not athletic. I'm just zipping down maybe in the fourth grade. And then a car just zoomed out in front of me, and I had to turn fast. And my body, like, I did a baseball slide with my body across the concrete. And I just fucking skidded up the entire side of my body. Just fucking brutally. And I just laid there crying, bleeding, sweating. No parents to help me. Nobody picked me up. Nobody hugged me. That was it. Eventually, I had to stand up, pick the pieces of blacktop out of my skin, and fucking brush myself off and walk home.
It's okay.
Can you tell the story of you riding with your eyes closed?
Oh, yeah.
You really made me laugh the other day.
I was riding my bike. I was maybe 10. And I was I had no friends, so I was just riding down my block by myself, and I was doing
just
it with
challenging himself
with no hands and my eyes closed. This is the
we used to do that too.
Literally, the most dangerous way to ride a bike.
We used to do that too. Yeah, you cycle with your eyes closed.
Yeah, eyes closed, no hands. Just fucking, and I must have veered over to the side of the road. I must have started like veering to where the cars were parked, and there was probably a big pickup, like a tall pickup truck, whose rear view mirror really was like pretty out far. It was like, so I rode over to the point where, dude, it felt like I got kicked in the chest. The mirror hit me directly in my chest. It felt like a ninja fucking flying kicked me off my bike. Liu Kang kicked me, and I flew backwards off my bike. It was the most painful thing I'd ever experienced.
And then you had the mirror imprinted.
Oh yeah, it was a big L shape, like I was a superhero in my chest.
Fuck yeah,
it was brutal. Is Shane calling in right now? Now's the time, right?
Just trying to get it working now.
Okay, hold on. Let's see.
Gillis, can we?
I'm just transferring Shane through. Give me half.
Oh, you're transferring Shane through. All right, great, thanks. This is a big deal. This is a huge fucking announcement we're having.
Major
right now
announcement
on the Real Ass Podcast.
People have been speculating.
Wow.
Yeah. Shane, are you there?
What's up, Lewis? You fucking gay retard.
What's up, Shane? What's going on, dude? What are you doing?
Hey, dude.
What are you doing?
Fucking chilling, dude. I'm fucking poolside, dude. Just talk to my agent.
Oh,
fucking
yeah.
Shit's happening, dude.
I know. I'm excited, dude. You were telling me you're fucking crushing it, and we've been talking about doing a podcast together for a while, and you know, we were trying to come to terms with this deal. And I'll pull the curtain aside a little bit for everyone listening. We tried to make Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast work here on the Gas Digital Network. We tried and tried and tried, and we tried to come up with every deal possible. And unfortunately, we couldn't make that deal work. What happened with McCusker? What happened with Matt?
Dude, he just wants to be a fucking retard at home, fucking hang out with high school people, fucking jerking off, open mics, that shit. I'm out here hanging out with Chappelle, with Birdman, fucking Ice Cube, dude. I've got Jewish agents. I'm in with the Jays, dude. Me and the Jays are hanging out. I'm going to fucking Hanukkah parties, man. I'm going to Hanukkah parties for networking. Let me fucking name drop with you. Have you heard of Woody Allen? He wants me his next fucking movie, dude.
Shane, are you in L.A. right now?
Yeah, dude. Fucking bicoastal, dude.
I love it.
Kale. I love kale, that. Fucking jumping jacks. I'm going to cut by next summer, dude. In Pain and Gain Part 2.
I love it, dude. So, all right, so Matt didn't want to do the podcast. So, you know, everyone's speculating
online. I've severed ties.
You've severed ties with Matt. Last time you were on, you said God, country, Matt, and now you've severed ties.
Yeah, dude, fucking country's next. I'm coming for God's ass.
And, well, here's the thing. We could make it work with Matt, and we wish Matt McCusker the best of luck. I truly hope that...
I don't, dude. Fuck that guy. Fuck him, dude. I have fucking overdoses on ayahuasca or whatever fucking gay shit he's doing.
But now we get to announce, this is a big deal, we get to officially announce, ladies and gentlemen,
huge,
Ian and Matt's secret podcast. Pull it up. There we go, baby boys.
All right.
Ian and Matt's secret podcast?
Ian and Shane.
I'm sorry, Ian and Shane. Look, I'm sorry, Shane.
I was about to say, what a fucking Jewish betrayal, dude. They're huge.
Ian and Shane.
I'm in with the Jays for one moment.
Secret podcast coming to Gas Digital. You will also be able to get all of the archives of the Matt and Shane series. I don't know why anyone would want them, but if you guys want the archives, they will be available soon enough. Gas Digital, we haven't announced an official date yet, but definitely within the next month or two, we're going to be launching this new podcast. You and Ian Fidance. Why did you pick Ian? Why is Ian better than Matt?
Dude, I love that gay little retard, dude. He's always, like, running around, getting AIDS and shit. It's fucking hilarious stories, dude. Also, Ian's been on fucking TV, dude. He's been around. He's booked.
That's true.
He's fucking booked, dude.
That is
true. Me and him together, we're going to sell out stadiums, you know? It's like Pain and Gain. I'm Mark Wahlberg. He's The Rock, you know? We don't need fucking McCusker, dude.
I love it, dude.
We need study fucking Ian.
Shane, listen to me. Thank you so much for being a part of the Gas Digital Network. We're very excited about Ian and Shane's secret podcast coming soon to the Gas Digital Network. Thank you, Ian, or thank you, Shane, for calling back. And what are you going to do for the rest of the day? You're out in LA right now.
Lunch with Tim Dillon?
I'm going to fucking, I'm going to fucking fuck Tim Dillon, dude. Maybe he'll give me a spot on CISO.
I love it. I love Hollywood Shane. Listen, man, people don't like people,
dude,
when they go Hollywood.
My ultimate friend.
Yeah, dude, fuck that, dude. You're chasing the money, you're chasing the big dreams, and we appreciate you calling under the show. And I like the new attitude. To be honest with you, we've had a contentious relationship, and at this point, I feel like we can truly be friends. We are really seeing things on the same page.
You're fucking gay, dude, but I love you.
I love you too, dude. Thank you very much. Go fuck Tim. Have fun in LA. Enjoy your Jays and your Hanukkahs and all that other stuff, and have a great day.
Yeah, Shane. Fuck Brendan Crick. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, dude. There you have
that's
it, guys.
Great. That's great. That's good.
There you go.
Wow, that's
big,
exciting.
Big show.
Big things happening.
Ian and Shane's secret podcast, which...
The Bull is going to
put up numbers.
I think it'll put up big numbers. You know, well, yeah. I don't want to say that Matt McCusker was holding back Shane, but...
Ian and the Bull.
Ian and the Bull. No, I like Ian and Shane's secret podcast. More original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a rough version of the Gay Dogs thing, Don.
Can we see?
Really?
I like it.
Oh, my God.
By the way, the fact that it's dogs, D-O-G-S, makes it...
gay dogs.
Just a lot more matter
gay
of fact.
Gay dogs.
Can I have another coffee?
That's
coffee?
Not bad. While you're also like trying to discover time travel.
That's quite good multitasking.
Quantum physics.
Yeah.
Dude, Shannon sucks. Shannon's useless.
Shannon couldn't do any of this stuff. Why would... what I'm noticing today is that we probably don't need Shannon. I don't want to be an asshole here,
sad.
But, you know.
Well done, Nate.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to weigh in on that.
Yeah, weigh in. Fat joke on Shannon. Wow. Fat joke on Shannon. Hell yeah, doggy. I like it. I love it. We need a Nate attack.
Fucking
I'll work him on.
It's going to be a didgeridoo.
He's working on a
night attack, mate. You call that an attack?
That sounds good. I'll work on that, I promise.
Okay. All right. What happened with this woman? This is a dumb topic, but I'll talk about it anyway. She married a tree.
This is something that keeps coming up. It's just sad. Late, we had that woman like a couple of weeks ago that married a dog as well. There's just like all these sad women that just keep marrying inanimate objects and stuff. And this woman married a tree, and now she's planning to change her name to, I guess, the tree's last name.
Her son was initially embarrassed by the stunt.
Was initially? But what,
oh,
now
he's
okay
cool
with
it, though.
You're not my real tree.
Well, the
you know, I got to know the tree, and he's a pretty cool guy.
The tree took him to Disney World.
Yeah. Taught him how to ride a bike.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah, this is just some crazy shit.
It's just
holy shit. What country is this in?
Let's see.
It was...
That seems sounds like some silly European shit.
What type of tree? Yeah. Do we know what type of tree it was?
It's Ireland.
Cucumber tree?
Let's see. I'll look it up. Hang on.
I'm pretty sure it's
so
not
it
a tree.
So it sounds like this happened
I'm
in
pretty
Liverpool.
Sure it's not a tree.
Shut up, man. Cucumbers grow on trees.
There's an apple tree, a cucumber tree.
A fucking vine. Come on, man. Do cucumbers grow on trees?
No.
Absolutely not.
Shut the fuck up. You don't know. How would you know?
I've grown a cucumber before.
You haven't grown a cucumber. Yeah, shut up.
I had a garden.
See? Gay.
Yeah.
This is perfect.
I'm coming out gradually on the podcast.
You had a cucumber garden? You are a homo.
A.K.A. the sitting area.
Dildo plants.
That's the gayest plant.
Vining cucumbers and bush cucumbers. The most common varieties grow in vigorous vines shaded by large leaves. Vining varieties go blah, 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 blah. All right, dude. Vine tree, bush tree. Same shit, dude.
All right. I agree.
A bush is just a little tree without a bark.
It was a vine.
Shut up, dude. Edit all of that. I will not be disrespected on my own show.
It's already gone.
I left you there.
Dump it.
The silence was worse than the response, I mean, was it?
A cucumber tree.
Listen. The fact that you can legally marry an inanimate.
Is it legal, though? Like, it's not like the tree pays taxes.
I don't think it was illegal. I think all of these things are just weird ceremonies.
Yeah, it's
just
like going through a bad divorce right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, then there's nothing. I'll marry this cup right now, okay? What's the difference?
Yeah, I think the sad part is that she just forced her family and loved ones to watch her go through this sad ceremony. Getting married to a tree.
We should make Shannon...
The priest? Who was the...
Who oversaw that?
I mean, they haven't gone into much detail about the...
you show a bride or groom? Okay.
Tree? Coniferous?
That's her there.
Oh, she's got a kid?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, she's a wacky bitch.
No, this is what happens.
Probably fucks like a beast, though.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy bitches always...
Splinters.
I can look in a woman's eyes and tell you if she's fucking nuts. I there's every fucking time. I look right in her eyes like, this bitch
100%
is
of the time, yes.
Crazy. A crazy fucking woman. And they always fuck the best. It makes my dick... You know who I want to have sex with? I shouldn't say this.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, Nicole Arbour. She's so hot. Remember that chick who did the fat shaming video years ago? She follows me on Twitter or on Instagram. Now pull up Nicole Arbour's Instagram. She's so hot. But I can tell... If you look at her face, you're like, this bitch will tear your dick off. She's batshit. There's no way she's not crazy.
It's always the eyes, though.
Yeah. Yeah, usually.
I mean, it's not a wild thing to say.
That I'd want to have sex with her?
It's like a gorgeous woman. Like, this is crazy. I'm going to go out on a limb here. You know that smoking hot 10?
But look at those eyes, dude. Look at that. She's like, I'm going to say you raped me.
Because
and you're going to be
truth.
Like,
because you did.
This crazy bitch talk said I raped her.
Your Honor, look at her eyes. Those are crazy.
She did those bruises herself. Your Honor.
Okay, some are me.
Shit. She got in a lot of heat. I think we covered it years ago, and what was my opinion on it years ago?
You probably loved it.
I don't know if I loved it. I think
probably
I didn't
said
like
you'd
it.
Fuck her, is but what now, you said, realistically.
But now I like her. She follows me on Instagram. Fuck fatties. Come on. She reposted the video on her Instagram, the attention fat people. Pull it up for a second. This is the shit that got her famous years ago. Yeah, she just posted a little clip.
Got my Kesha hair today.
Oh, God.
You don't know if this is hairspray or semen. Dear fat people. Some people are already really mad at this video. What are you going to do, fat people? What are you going to do? Wait, are you going to chase me? Really? You're going to chase me? It's going to be like fucking Frankenstein. I can get away from you by
my friend Lewis rape you.
Frankenstein? Not so fast. Zombies have apparently gotten faster. I watched like 3 episodes of The Walking Dead, and not being slow myself in the brain, realized that every single episode is exactly the same. Oh no, they need something.
She's
but
great.
It's all the way over
She's
there.
Great.
This is great comedy. Right.
It's fantastic.
It's really good.
Fat shaming.
All right, fine. Turn her off.
Fat people made that up.
She's
That's
fucking awesome.
Card.
Shut up,
no
Nate.
Race. Yeah, but I couldn't fit into a
stop
store.
Stop proving Lewis wrong.
Nate, stop. This, first of all, you don't understand funny. People don't even understand where the fuck I'm at. I'm on another level. I'm sort of a fucking genius.
All right.
People don't. When I die.
Cucumbers grow on trees.
When I die, people will say, first of all, that will be on my headstone, cucumbers growing trees. When I die, people are going to be like,
spread my ashes under a cucumber tree. That way all my haters can fuck themselves with the cucumbers from that tree. Ya-da-da-da-da.
Dougie, when I die, I will be remembered as a fucking comedic genius. I promise you, when the smoke clears, it's all said and done, it's going to be Luis J. Gomez. He fucking changed the world. We'll see. You'll see.
I'm on board.
No, but there's a dash in there. Tough. Luis J. Gomez, he fucking changed the world.
It's a quote from the world. Luis J. Gomez, he fucking changed
the world.
Signed the world. What a real fucking faggot. So Nate sent me that, and then I went off on a journey, I don't know why, on looking at fucking plants on the internet, and then I got caught looking at plants that can move. And there's a bunch of plants out there that can move, which is probably the fucking freakiest thing in the world.
I would buy Venus flytraps
as a kid, and I would stare at them, and they would never catch a fly.
What do you know?
Which drove me out of my mind, man. Just stared right at it. I was like, catch that fly. I would take dead flies, and I would put it in the mouth, and I'd mash it together. I'm like, eat it! Eat it, Venus flytrap! Look at this one. The humble plant. This thing, if you touch it, just moves. It's creepy. It's some alien shit, doggy.
Yeah, because they're alive.
Yeah, but plants aren't alive like that.
Apparently, these ones are.
They're living.
Look how weird that is. But hold on. Why is it the same exact plant over and over again? They're just naming different things, but it's the same.
They just keep putting different names.
The Makihaya. And several. Oh, it goes by different names. Oh, is this the only plant that moves?
No, there's more.
No, I saw other ones.
This one's not very scary.
This is terrifying. If you brush up against a houseplant, it was like. That's nuts, dude.
Not that crazy.
That's some Stranger Things shit.
It made that sound, certainly.
I listen to your gay podcast. Fuck that, dude. That's terrifying right there. I wouldn't do that. Give me another one. Give me another moving plant.
There's a lot of videos of that specific plant. Okay. That seems to be the one that
put another one up there, yeah.
People love...
Well, forests can move.
What?
Forests can move.
Forests.
Like,
forks?
As a unit, yeah.
What do you say?
Like, the trees can shift and stuff in forests.
Forests.
F-O-R-E-S-T. Am I not saying the word right now?
I'm saying it weird.
No, we just don't believe you.
Look it up.
Forests can't move.
Forests can move.
They just stand up and walk away. Shut
I've
up.
Seen a cucumber tree walk around. I've
Somebody,
seen a cucumber tree move
stop
around.
Stop that cucumber.
It's getting away. It's running across the street.
Forests do move, albeit a different time scale than animals. For as long as the plants have existed, they have migrated across the Earth's surface.
I'm a human National Geographic channel.
To changes in climate. Okay, I get what you're saying. So, it's like...
I was trying to add on to the scary.
It's some
thing,
dumb shit. I don't know, man. That's some fucking nerd fucking angle fucking.
You're hating on me for knowing a few.
That's
things.
Like when you if you're in an airplane and you jump, you're really you're jumping at 600 miles an hour. Okay, no, you're not. Okay. No, you're not. You're fucking jumping at a normal speed. But I guess some fucking nerdy scientific.
I guess factually no.
Fucking bitch ass perspective. It's like he's fucking zipping through the fucking space.
Plants will move towards like light and stuff, though.
Nope.
Dude, that is true.
Nope.
What's that called? Photosynthesis.
I've never seen a cucumber tree do it.
I don't believe it. Was there another plant, Nate? Did you find another one?
I'm still looking. It's a lot of Venus flytraps in there.
See a Venus flytrap eat a fucking fly? That's what I want to see.
They can't. What's the biggest animal?
There's those bucket ones that are in like the rainforest. That are like, they have like water sitting at the bottom.
Those don't exist. No.
Okay. Now you're right. No. Now you're right.
Sorry, Jordan.
Good point.
You're not bringing scientific evidence to the table. A lot of people call me the East Coast Joe Rogan. So we're trying to have a science-based conversation. You're bringing some fucking horseshit. You read in a blog somewhere, doggy. We're talking science.
Yeah. Look at this. You're right.
My bad.
This looks like Shannon's pussy. Looks like a close-up. Just flies crawling on it.
I'm sick. There's a fly.
Oh!
How scary would that be?
Yeah. Approximate real time. This is the real time.
Yeah, so what we just saw was slow motion. There you go.
Oh, my God.
It's also slow as fuck.
I've never had a Venus flytrap do that, though, in my life.
Yeah, I mean, where and when do they do that?
Where
well, look at the size of the fly and the size of the planet. They probably need to do it like once a year.
How often do Venus flytraps eat flies? Because my son wants a new pet,
and I don't want to take care of anything.
Yeah,
about four times a year.
Or why are you guys mocking me to my face?
We're not mocking you. I'm laughing. This guy just zoned out.
Why are you mocking me, dude?
He's really ducked out of the.
Because we're trying to do some fucking Joe Rogan.
We're trying to learn.
I'm just not into gardening. You know, I'm sorry.
Just not gardening. This is carnivorous plants. Doggy.
These are the manliest plants, dude.
It's a fucking hardcore plant. That plant eats fucking elk meat.
These are real ass plants, dude.
Are you fucking minded? Real estate of the week, the fucking Venus flytrap.
Venus flytrap's out there slaying
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Just call him penis flytrap. Fuck yeah, dude. Throwing that dick. Go. Real estate of the week. Give it to him. He's a real ass dude. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's
real. He's a real ass dude. It beat out Bang Bros. That's impressive.
Dude, Bang Bros, they did what they did. Fuck. It's not all good what they did. You know, some of those girls, they weren't good people.
Probably underage or something.
Guarantee the numbers, there was probably a bunch of shit girls on there, on that list. Fucking real bitches.
That's a different site.
Yeah, shit girls. How often do Venus flytraps eat?
Four times a year.
Four times a year? He said that? Four times a year.
Four times a year.
Wow. Wow. Are there any other carnivorous plants?
I'm looking at, I've got a compilation up of them giving different kinds of bugs to the flytrap.
Oh,
that's dope. Wow, look at that one.
That's a huge. Oh, what is that bug?
Like a beetle or something?
Looks like it's made of wood.
It's a wood bug.
First of all, there's a walking stick that looks just like a stick, dickhead. So,
no, I've seen that.
How about,
I know.
Don't fucking try to outscience me, bro.
I've got the zoo. They're in the zoo, right?
Pull up a walking stick.
All right, I'll do that now.
You don't really have to. You don't have to.
We'll just watch random bugs for
It's a fucking
minutes.
Walking stick. It's a real bug, dude.
Harrington just showed up. Like, I heard you guys got bugs to eat.
Fucking make me furious, baby boys. Trying to outscience me in my own goddamn show. Good, ask me any science question right now. Good, go. Look at that. Is that wood or is it a... No, it's a bug. A bug made of wood. And if that bug wishes hard enough, he'll become a real bug.
You really haven't changed since you were 7 years old, right? That
would freak me out. I cannot let that on my hand. I'm getting creeps right now just thinking about it.
Yo, praying mantises are scary, too.
They're all fucking scary, dude. Bugs are disgusting. They're disgusting. Ugh!
What's it called? Leo something? Leo Kim?
I went to the movie theater the other day.
Just an Asian guy. Comedian?
I went to to the movie theater the other day, and there was a huge water bug at the concession stand. And New York is just... You got to give it to New York, because we're just a hardcore fucking city. Because, like, this bug crawled by it. Everybody saw it. There was, like, maybe 30 people going to watch it. I went to go see It, too. And this one black guy, without even saying a word, literally I say a word, he's always like, I'll take a popcorn, I'll take a grape drink. He went, stepped on it. I mean, it exploded to where you saw both sides, like, nice. Guts squirt up from both sides of his shoe. He said nothing. Nobody else said anything. I was like, damn, man, you're hardcore. Holy shit. God, you didn't even look at it. He didn't even acknowledge me. He just kept on ordering his fucking popcorn and drinks. It was pretty incredible. It was. I'm very impressed. Only New Yorkers would. It was one of the most rancid
things.
Cut to Lewis
was on acid. There was no bug.
I wasn't at the movie theater. I was alone.
Was it too good?
It was good.
You know they cut out the child fucking scene, right?
Of what? Did
you know about that?
No.
Well, they didn't shoot it.
Unfortunately.
Wait.
In the book, there's an orgy. Like
The kids have an orgy.
The kids gangbang the girl.
Yeah.
She sucks all their dicks, I think, right?
No, they all fuck her.
Does it happen in the first movie?
No.
Oh, no, they cut that out.
That was made for TV.
Yeah.
The book is simultaneous. Both timelines are simultaneously. There's not a part one and part two.
Oh, yeah. So it's just happening. But that also happens in the movie. They have flashbacks back and forth. Yeah, yeah. Okay, in the original movie.
Yeah. And so in the book, in order to, they get lost in the sewers after they kill it, supposedly, the first really time.
Funny. They get lost, like, we might as well suck our dicks. Let's do this.
Yeah.
But so it preys on children. So she fucks them all so that they all become men and can, like, get their shit together and get out of the sewer.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Hot.
Yeah. And then one of them falls in love with her when they're older. He's like, man, I love the way you fucked me and all my friends.
Yeah.
I think in the book she literally talks about, like, how Ben had the biggest dick.
Really?
Yeah, the fat kid had the biggest dick.
Pull up the excerpt right now. Can you please pull up that excerpt from the book?
So what, she fucked them so that they'd become men?
And yeah, they would all be men and they could get out of the sewer.
Well, it's like the bar mitzvah.
I guess I'm lost in the sewer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What age did you first fuck?
16. 16th birthday.
18.
18?
I know, man.
You handsome bitch. What happened?
Pathetic.
He's holding out for tens, though.
What was the guy's name?
He was waiting for Colin to turn 16.
Colin. What? I started a podcast with him.
18. Wow.
It's pathetic.
How old are you now?
I'm 31.
Were you a nerdy kid?
I didn't do anything.
You didn't do anything.
Just school and sports all the time.
I feel like that's the guy who's getting fucking pussy.
No. I went to an all-male school. It's like so hard to.
So maybe this is why you guys are getting those reviews. Maybe some of your old stories are coming back to haunt you.
No. No.
Do you have any gay stories? No. I don't think we have.
That was
one. Yes, it was 100%.
It's just a puzzle.
There was a blink. You have any gay stories? He went, He got that was 30 seconds to him. Do you have any gay stories?
Just
that time me and my friends got lost in the sewer.
Yeah, it too was, you didn't see it yet, right?
No, not yet.
It was good. It was way funnier than the first one. It was like sillier.
It's got that Bill Hader in it.
Yeah, and he was great. And, you know, there was legitimately like funny parts. And it was scary. And like, there's a lot of jump, you know, a lot of jump shots or whatever that are kind of scary. And yeah, there's kid death and him eating children. And you see, you know, just watching a little 4-year-old girl get her head eaten off by a fucking, it's disturbing, you know? But it wasn't terrifying. Like, it just wasn't like, it didn't really scare me. You know,
the first one scared the shit out of me.
But the first one wasn't crazy terrifying either. Those jump shots
original?
Of the clown. You mean the original or the first?
The
remake.
First part of the remake. Dude, when he came out of the projector, that was scary as fuck.
Yeah.
The sewer is always scary too.
Yeah. And I do think the miniseries is scary, but I think that's also the age I was when I saw it, and I'll never have it not be that to me.
Was I right about the movie, I guess? Because you said you were doing a Full Moon movie. Was it the Puppet Master series?
No, it was Head of the Family.
Doggy. Puppet Master's dope.
Let
me do Puppet Master.
Yeah, sure, we can do Puppet Master.
Puppet Master is the fucking best, dude. The first one kind of sucked, I remember.
Yes.
It's just they didn't have that many puppets, and the claymation was kind of really clunky at that time. By the time they got to the second or the third one, I fucking loved them.
But then once they hit... So there's 11 Puppet Masters.
Is there 11? Oh, shit.
Once they hit six...
Can we see the trailer for Puppet Master 11?
Pull up what other Puppet Master Axis is. So it's just Nazi propaganda at some point. It's
I remember at one point it became a bunch, like, for three or four of them in a row, it was all Nazi Puppet Masters.
But so, it like, when you hit, like, they got their budgets cut dramatically around six, they just reused the stop motion from the old ones and put in new actors.
Okay.
But a homicidal clown breaks out.
So, okay. Let's see.
This is like 9 or 10, I think. Same shot from the first movie. Same shot.
Bodega Bay.
This is all from the first movie.
The actual first movie.
Yeah, now this is new shit. Mixed in.
I feel like those guns, those old German guns, wouldn't even hurt. Suck and pop it. Get off. It's like a BB gun. So tiny. Doo-doo-doo-doo. This trailer needs to move. Hmm.
This stinks.
This old cum. Yeah, this is a terrible trailer. What are they doing?
Is this a new movie? I've never even heard of this.
Puppet Master? No. These
no,
are
there's 11 of them.
The first one was maybe 1989, 1990, okay. Right?
Yeah, they just rebooted like the series with Thomas Lennon.
It's like a Goosebumps trailer.
This is slow as fuck,
yeah,
doggy.
Fuck this.
Yeah. All right.
We got eventually we'll get to the Nazi ship.
Right, that's whatever. What trailers were like, though, a long time ago.
But that's not old. So that's slow. From, like, 2000s, probably.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Take it back.
Yeah.
I think it's from 2012.
That looked like it was from, like, 1985.
Yeah, the new one was really gory. They just rebooted it. Fangoria produced it.
Okay.
And Thomas Lennon from Reno 911.
Sure. We got to write our own movie, Zach.
Yeah. I want to do that Legion of Skanks movie.
I want to do a Legion of Skanks horror movie. And that's it. It's just one night after a Legion of Skanks podcast and the fucking events that unfold. I haven't written it yet. That's all I have.
Just action.
We need an investor. How much do we need, Zach, to make a movie?
And have it look decent?
Have it look as... Yeah, have it look decent.
$50,000.
$50,000. Okay. So, I'm putting it out to the fans right
just
now.
Just because I figured first, all the people you would want in it would be SAG. So you would need a little real money.
No, we wouldn't have SAG people in it.
You wouldn't want, like, Attell?
Nope, he's out. Okay. Sorry, Attell. You're right. So hold
on. You wouldn't want Jay to be in it?
Because you have to, I'm SAG, technically.
Yeah.
I don't need to be in it. Yeah. Can we have different people play us?
I'm out, too.
If you guys want to use your real names, you should probably do it right.
Yes, fine. We'll do it SAG. And then I also want a scene where we have younger versions of ourselves being played by kids.
Oh, I like that.
Right. And we're going to have like a flashback where we have sex in the sewer. Me, Jay, and Davis, children.
You all rape a girl in the
just
sewer.
Just fuck each other in the sewer.
That becomes the podcast.
Yeah.
That's how it started, man. The origin story.
We're going to write this movie. And if you want to be an executive producer, all I need is $50,000. Okay. You could be an EP. What do we
or
give
you
them?
Could be a co-producer if 50 people donate $1,000.
No. There you go. No, we're not having 50 co-producers. That's fucking low-rent horseshit.
I've seen a ton of people do that.
That's fucking ridiculous, okay? We're doing one GoFundMe, one donor. You get it's $50,000. You're the executive producer of this movie, okay? Yes. It's starring the Legion of Skanks. Legion of Skanks, the movie. Zach Amico is directing, okay, and doing visual effects. We got, who do we have? We at the very least, we have the Legion of Skanks involved. Shannon will be in the movie.
Shannon gets stabbed, does she?
Post-surgery.
Naked.
No, we're going to have Shannon, we're going to have a claymation version of Shannon that we can do whatever we want to. It'll be so much fun. Look at Zach.
Hell yeah.
Dude, there's no script just yet. There's no structure. There's no movie. But I'm telling you right now, we will write the funniest movie of all time. I'll say that much. It'll be the funniest movie that's ever been written and produced.
All right.
I believe it.
Yeah.
$50,000. Shoot me an email, realassofficial@gmail.com, with your Apple Pay, which, by the way, I love. I stopped carrying my credit card around. It's on my phone. Do you use that feature?
I have not used it, no.
Doggy. Do you use that?
Why is it just like, it's like an app? No.
I set
it
my
pulls
credit
up
card.
Your card and you just swipe it.
Doggy.
You just like,
I don't have to pull
like
up my credit card every time. I just do this. I go, boop, 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 boop. Son of a bitch.
It's so easy. Boop, it doesn't work.
No, it does.
Boop, 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 boop.
35 minutes later.
Boop, 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 fucking boop.
I have my Chase card right here. I literally go, boop, boop, on the thing, yeah. And then I pay.
And that way, if somebody steals your phone, you have no way to get home whatsoever.
Well, I still carry it. I just don't ever have to pull it out anymore. Okay. It's great. I love it. It's my new fucking...
Any price? Or is it limited to like $50?
It probably works like a credit card.
No, it works just like a credit card. Oh, yeah, it's fucking incredible. It's in my Apple Wallet. I've never used my Apple Wallet before. And this is a new thing.
Yeah.
You just pull up your Apple Wallet. Have your credit cards in there. Have my fucking Equinox Pass thing in there.
Aren't you afraid of if somebody steals your phone, now they have your credit cards too?
No, because they can't get into the phone.
He has the boop boop.
Wait a minute, hold on.
Start again.
Hold on. I realize they can pull up my Apple Wallet.
Yeah. Boop boop, motherfucker. Boop,
boop. The robber's like, and boop boop. Boop.
You caught. Yeah, but boop, he has boop. To use my fingerprint in order to use that. So he can't
take
use
your finger.
He takes my finger. All right.
Maybe.
Zach, you always have an answer. That's why I love you.
What other apps do you like?
I don't
Grindr.
Like, I don't like the way you say udder.
Oh yeah.
What udder?
All right. What Jesus udder Christ.
Apps do you like, Louis? Udder. Sad.
I'll tell you the best app I've ever seen.
DoorDash. I don't like.
And why is that?
I don't want to say the N word on the show. In a serious,
really?
In a serious, manner. I'm only joking when I say it, so got I can't tell you this. I can't tell you the story without saying the N word in a serious tone.
You can order those on DoorDash.
Oh, no. Man. Wait, why?
Zach
it's okay.
Pew, pew. Wait, why will the story?
I
bring
downloaded
out the
DoorDash yesterday for the first time. Okay. I was like, dude, me and my son were hanging out. I was like, let's get KFC. We're having a fucking dad and son day.
I like where this is starting.
Yeah, dude. Get some KFC. Fucking KFC. I love KFC.
It's great.
I say fuck Popeye's right in its dick hole, baby boy. I don't care about Popeye's. I didn't even try the sandwich.
Fuck
Did you
the
try
sandwich.
It?
I haven't had it. No. I'm Chick-fil-A, dude. I'm white. No, I'm not solid. Fucking with that shit.
You try the sandwich?
No. Popeye's.
Has anybody tried the Popeye sandwich?
I'm not going to go stand in line for a chicken sandwich.
I tell
you
what I did try. KFC mac and cheese bowl.
What is that? Oh, they have a mac and cheese bowl now.
Mac and cheese bowl with hot chicken in it.
Oh,
solid.
I was there when they invented the mashed potato bowl. I was working at KFC at the time.
The KFC famous bowl.
Yeah, it's fucking fire, dude. Mashed potatoes,
such
corn.
A funny landmark moment.
I was one small step for chicken. You
remember, there's two things I remember. Where I was when 9/11 happened and when they invented the mashed potato bowl.
We have there mashed for both.
We have mashed potatoes. We have bowls. Together.
Yeah, dude. Okay, my mom also invented honey barbecue strips. I invented the hot honey barbecue wings. It's an invention, I swear to God.
Can we look that up? Can we get a verification?
Get up Lewis's Wikipedia there.
Lewis J.
I legitimately
Gomez, inventor of honey barbecue wings.
Okay, if that was Cast true.
Digital podcaster.
Yes.
If that was true, B's boyfriend would have to salute you every time I saw you.
Now, listen to me.
And founder of a cucumber tree.
I was working. I invented the cucumber tree. Thank you very much. I genetically engineered the cucumber tree. No, I thank you, Nate. Thank you for the Shannon cam for no reason. No, I was working at KFC, and my mom used to come in, and I would dip the chicken strips in the honey barbecue sauce that they use for the wings. And okay. I'm telling you right now, somebody saw us doing it in the fucking.
They yoinked that shit from
And me. They were like, dude, that's a fucking killer idea.
You're an N-word engineer.
Yeah.
Back to your KFC story, though. You started.
You ordered KFC.
So you ordered off of KFC off of DoorDash for you and your son.
I ordered KFC off of DoorDash for me and my son. Eight-piece original. Mashed potatoes, coleslaw, corn on the side.
Doing it right.
What is
Doing
DoorDash?
Right.
DoorDash?
What is it's like Grubhub.
Yeah, they pick food up delivery. Food for you, right? I think it's just food.
Like TaskRabbit or something.
Yeah,
like
I think it's just food.
No, TaskRabbit is not. They do tasks for you.
Yeah, go get fucking food for me. That's a task, right?
I guess you're right.
I mean, sure.
I don't think TaskRabbit, you would order TaskRabbit to pick you up McDonald's.
It's more complicated stuff.
Yeah, it's like
the shelf.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Fuck my wife. Okay.
Yeah.
So burgers, healthy breakfast, desserts, pizza. Yeah, they have everything. So yeah, so it's just for food. And you know, you pick your fucking thing. All right, let's say I go Mexican food.
Nice.
All the Mexican restaurants, 28 stores near me that will deliver to me. It has my address saved. And then I just click on it. And they charge a psychotic fee. I mean, the fee that
fast food charges a psychotic fee.
Oh, really? Other things don't?
Most places, it's like $2-3.
Okay.
Taco Bell, it's like $10 somehow.
Yeah, it's like $15 to have this fucking food delivered to you.
Wow. Yeah, KFC same. I paid, like, I think I ordered $30 worth of food and it came out to $50.
Yeah, it was like $35. It was $50 to have it delivered.
So where does the N-word come in?
Well, he's the delivery guy. Obviously,
he's
very late.
He's the guy standing at the door late with an empty bucket.
He's literally eating the drumstick.
It's on his head.
He's playing in Guns N' Roses.
So I order it, and I was actually really impressed because originally I said like 1 hour and 7 minutes, to an hour and 17 minutes, and then when I put it in app and officially put the order in, and I got a text back saying that it was accepted, then it was like 35 minutes it'll be there. I was like, "Fuck yeah, this is incredible."
Yeah.
So now I will say I put in the wrong address. I'll start off by saying that.
Okay.
I put in my old address by accident.
Yeah.
Which is just 5 blocks away from my current address, okay? And so the guy calls me, and he's like, what's going on? I'm here. You don't have your food. And I had already put the instructions to call me when you're downstairs. So I assumed he was just at my door trying to call it again. He was like, no. I went in the building. He was like, the person at the address you gave said you didn't order. So then I told him my address, and he had a really big fucking attitude. It's a really big attitude. And it's five blocks. We're talking, it's not a crazy distance. It's a very, very little distance. And I was like, oh, yeah, sorry, dude.
What does he sound like?
Also, I never admitted.
Can you do...
He was a straight-up African. Like, he had an African accent.
So he's not like...
Where are you?
Yeah, where are you? I have your food.
Dude, this is not the address that you ordered for. Why would you say the wrong address?
I work all day for this.
He's just clicking into the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
I am the colonel now.
Do you want that chicken?
I have chicken. You come to me, you get the chicken.
You might as well kill me, because I am already dead.
So yeah, this was this guy. I have your food. You must come down right now.
TIA.
So
straight up African, okay.
So
a warlord.
He comes and
he's got a headdress on.
No, he texts me when he gets to my place, and he says, come get your food.
Oh, now he's ordering you?
Now, here's the thing. I didn't even...
You're not in Zimbabwe anymore, motherfucker.
I didn't tell him that I put in the wrong address. I didn't tell him to put in the wrong address. I'm playing dumb. I'm playing like, no, that was a mistake. I have no idea why it would have done that.
Yeah.
He has no idea. He's fucking African. He has no idea how the technology works.
Do you think that he understands... Proven.
You know...
I've read it somewhere. Anyway, I don't. Yeah. I'm not saying it, but I've definitely read that somewhere. So I'm like,
So he gives me an attitude. So I go downstairs and I'm like, "What the?" I was like, "Why wouldn't you come upstairs?" Like, I already went to the wrong address. So I was like, "Okay, dude. I mean, I literally am paying $20 for delivery." He's like, "I don't. I don't make all that money." I was like, "I don't give a fuck what you make." I was like, "You come upstairs and deliver the food." I lied. I said I had a toddler upstairs.
Oh,
I was like,
that's
He is. But on the surface, even though I'm lying about a bunch of these things, on the surface, like, I'm really building a case for me being right.
Of course.
Okay? Got it.
So I go upstairs.
My disabled son is upstairs.
These are the fights we're having.
My son's retarded. He's dribbling upstairs.
James, play retarded when he gets here. Put on your helmet, quick. Tell him there's a cucumber tree.
Put on your new helmet.
Dude. I flip out on the guy. I'm like, yeah, go.
Oh, hello, James. Your mother says hello.
I flip out on the guy. I go upstairs, and then I realize this motherfucker didn't have my soda or the hot sauce that I ordered. Or the hot sauce. So then
that you invented.
That I invented that hot sauce.
I invented hot
sauce. Before, it was only medium warm sauce.
I called him, and then I was like, yeah, you didn't bring my soda. And then... He was like, oh, yeah, I'll be right back with it. But then I could tell he was being sarcastic. Like, I was like, you fucking piece of shit. So then I contacted DoorDash, and they gave me a $23 credit for the missing soda.
Hell yeah.
Which is sort of worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, totally worth it.
Dude, right? I get Taco Bell on Grubhub, and they fuck it up every time.
And you just get
and every credit. Time I get my money back.
How much money are those guys making on that delivery, do you think?
The service fees are bananas. I don't think they get it.
They pay them in bananas. Oh, I love bananas.
Yeah, just a bushel on his
head. Oh, bananas, my favorite fruit.
I don't even have to pick them off the vine.
Oh, I do not even have to climb the tree.
This is the land of opportunity.
Oh, look at that banana vine. Delicious.
If you complain and then Grubhub, you don't even have to call. Like, you just,
all those services, they don't even check anything. You just go, I'm unhappy. And they go, $20. Just leave me alone.
You hit orders. Yep. And then that's that. And then you
guys are just spending startup money. I don't care.
That's really what's happening.
They don't care. It's they're just trying to get a massive valuation, and they want to have every customer as happy as possible to get as much market share.
Because the more users they show.
Seamless and Grubhub, it's the exact same restaurants.
Yeah.
There's no difference whatsoever.
There's no difference between the services.
Why would anybody choose DoorDash? Is there any advantage to any of these?
It's them undercutting each other. It's a race to the bottom.
I think if you stick with one, you get like perks. Like, same with if you get, like, Uber Platinum.
Coffee?
Yes.
Perks?
No, you get, like, coupons and shit if you stick with one app.
Coffee. It was a great joke.
What is that? What did you...
It was a great joke. No, I don't want coffee.
I will actually take a coffee, though, if you're up, Nate.
Thank you.
These drops are great, man.
That's my favorite thing.
These. I love when those.
I'm good, dude. I'm good at telling jokes.
It'd be great to have that. Hit it again.
Fucking really dope.
We're not gay.
That's all we know.
We don't fuck each other. So any massive altercation with this delivery guy other than that?
Did you get your hot sauce back?
Didn't get any hot sauce.
So he said, I'll be right back?
Luckily, I had hot sauce in the fridge. Luckily.
I have noticed in the last like year, all of a sudden, delivery guys call you from downstairs and tell you to come get your food.
Yeah. No.
I never remember that.
No.
For if I'm, because minimum $5 tip. If you're getting $5, you got to come upstairs. You got to at least
get if you're paying, I agree with that. But if you're doing like the $2 bare minimum sometimes stuff, it's fucked up.
No, I always tip a bare minimum $5. People do all the
time, man. I don't tip I work 15 or 20%. That's psychotic.
No, it's always $5.
No. It's always $4 or $5.
Yeah.
Depending. If it's over $50, they get $5. If it's under $50, they get $4. That's my standard.
You do, man?
That's it.
I'm not giving the good.
Do you ever just choose a restaurant that's like 2 miles away?
Yeah, my Chinese restaurant that I order from is pretty far.
Wow.
Yeah. But they know what the fuck's up, dude. Come to my door. Bring my shit upstairs.
This is America, dude. You're at the bottom. You're your way country. Up, right?
I've had a good guy complain to me before he delivered. And he's like, oh, fucking, could you not order somewhere closer?
Yeah.
Like, get a better job, you fucking piece of shit. I'm sorry you fucking have a bad feeling in life.
I'm an illegal, too.
Yeah. Look at me.
Yeah, I don't like ordering online. I like calling a place.
Yeah?
Speaking to the person. Knowing
that's some
that
old school shit.
Shit's going away, man.
That's gone.
I hear that.
I like knowing that they, hey, excuse me. I would like to have hot sauce. Please, extra hot
sauce. What you want? But you like the confrontation, too. Like you.
I don't like the confrontation. Don't put your fucking finger at me again.
It's not that.
I'll kill you. I'll fucking kill you.
You will, actually. I agree that you'll beat the shit out of me. There's no question.
Ooh, do not like being pointed at or being called confrontational.
Jordan would smash you up there. Jordan does fucking Greco.
So, Jordan, you want to go?
This guy will just go. Stop.
You guys have six packs.
He's shredded, dude.
This guy will shred me. There's no way. I got no training. I've thrown 0 punches.
Jordan has a Greco wrestling.
It's all cosmetic muscles. It's not even that big.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Sorry, boys.
Shane's ringing in again.
This is so funny. He really did. Oh, he
again.
Okay, good.
Missed him.
Yeah. No. He's just texting me pictures of himself with some models poolside in Hollywood.
Well, it's probably better to actually call in and speak to a person.
Yeah, because you're then holding somebody accountable. They also feel there's like this other thing where you're like you're speaking to a person. There's a connection. There's a human interaction there.
Yeah.
That's what I enjoy about. Fucking service, dude. I believe me, I'm a great tipper, but I just enjoy really, really good service. Yeah. Simple as that.
Yeah.
And when you're doing it with an app, whatever, it's so impersonal. I know as soon as I'm typing in,
you
hot
can't
sauce,
give complicated directions at all.
Yeah, extra hot sauce is not complicated. Is extra gone. Hot sauce.
You know, any like instructions.
Yeah.
Like, there's a 50-50 chance.
Yeah, you won't get. Fucked.
No, you're not getting
you're
the
not
hot sauce.
You're not gonna get it.
You're not getting
it.
The hot sauce. Also, DoorDash. Didn't even ask if something was missing. Like, their automatic response was, I said, something's
here's
missing.
Money.
Dude, I put the complaint into DoorDash.
They're like, just leave me alone.
That was Simba again.
Dude, I put it in, and they literally, I got a notification back saying, we're sorry that one, it didn't even ask what item was missing.
Yeah,
they said, it said one of the items was missing, and they gave me a $23 credit.
Dude, you should do this every time.
I wonder how often they would do that.
Nonstop. If you didn't do it, I think if you skip the time,
every
in a while,
other pretty much you'd be.
Yeah.
All these guys give you free shit. I'm the worst. I just never bother complaining because I just don't want to deal with it. But whenever you do, they'll always just go, yeah, here's
every time.
But on those,
every
you time. Don't even, like, the complaint is just online again. You don't have to call somebody and, like, talk to a customer rep. You just send me and be like,
clicking
hey,
button.
Yeah, my Uber guy was weird. And they'll be like, $10.
Here's a credit.
Yeah.
Not an issue. I just say my DoorDash guy. My DoorDash guy tried to rape me. It was crazy.
You go, my DoorDash guy was black. Please give me.
Could you please touch my food? Can you?
My DoorDash guy was black. I'm sorry.
You saw that thing about people eating, like, what is it? 25% of delivery guys eat food on the way.
Not, but they don't eat it 25% of the time. They have eaten it, and that's not crazy.
Ah, I get that. Okay, you're right.
25% of one out of four delivery guys have admitted that they've taken a French fry off of something,
got it,
or
got
if,
it.
You know. That's not actually.
That's
crazy.
Not crazy. You're right. I was just
100%. When I was
delivering all day, just eating.
I've done that.
I would literally, because you get eight wings. I remember when I would deliver pizza, and I would always take a wing out of it and just eat one of the wings and give these motherfuckers seven. Because nobody's calling me, being like, "Hey, I got seven wings instead of eight." You have to be another type of fat fucking animal to call up and complain about one wing. One wing.
Yeah. Listen, I was very.
We all stopped and looked. Yeah.
I was an indoor kid. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do more scams on the next episode. Nate, get those scams ready. RealassOfficial@gmail.com. You guys can email your scams for Scam That You. It's been a hot minute. I'm sure we got some solid ones that have probably come in the past month or so. It's been really about that long. Yeah, a lot of fun stuff coming up. Actually, let me plug. Let's get some plugs out of the way really quick because I got to plug some live dates and more. So really quick, Jordan Raybould. What do you got to plug, my brother?
I'm in Lancaster, September 20th, Philly, September 21st, Walcott, September 27th, Boston, September 28th, New Haven, October 4th. So a bunch of live stand-up gigs coming up. It's me and my brother, The Real Brothers. Check out our channel on YouTube. And then also, obviously, Big Dogs, the straightest podcast on the planet. That's our pitch. So do not call us gay. Do not.
Please.
Do if you want. It's just not funny. You know what I mean?
Please call them. So funny, by the way. The more he says it's not funny, the funnier
it's not,
it becomes.
Though. It's actually true.
It's not funny, though.
I've got to go home to my...
No, I get it.
I got to face these people.
We're gay.
Colm, we're at
the plug. Follow me on social media, at Colm Tyrrell, and then I'm... Anyone, there's a few Ireland listeners. I'm going to be going back to Ireland in a couple of weeks. I don't have the exact dates. The 24th of September to the 5th of October, I'm going to be in Ireland. I'll be mostly in Dublin at the International Comedy Club. So check out my Instagram and then I'll have all the exact times and dates. Thank you very much.
Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight. Got a slew of real good movies coming up this month. Monster Squad, Hatchet, and Head of the Family.
Ooh, Monster Squad's a fun one.
Hell yeah.
That's fucking dope, dude. Good for you. Yeah, guys, you know what's up. The network's the shit. GasDigitalNetwork.com. You get all the on-demand library, all the archives, everything we've ever done, Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, Believe You Me, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, and many, many more shows. 7,000 hours of live streaming content, pre-release, uncensored, and ad-free. Use the promo code RAP for a 14-day free trial. Live dates. Myself and Kurt Metzger, the This Should End Well tour, coming to a city near you. Oh. Some stuff we can announce already. September 20th and 21st, Nashville. Grab your tickets for those late shows, Nashville. Myself and Kurt Metzger co-headlining these shows. Also, I'll be back in Los Angeles, October 6th through 9th. I know we're doing Kill Tony. Me and Bisping are doing Kill Tony. It's going to be a fucking killer one. Down at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club, November 6th through 9th. I'm going to be at Kalamazoo in Detroit, December 5th through 7th. Boston, January 23rd through 25th at Laugh Boston. We're doing all the Funny Bones, Syracuse, Albany, Connecticut, January 28th through 30th. Winnipeg, Canada in February. San Diego in January. I got to get that date, but American Comedy Company, I'm going to be in January. Lots of other dates being added. I know a lot of people have been hitting me up for different stuff all over the country. San Francisco, Sacramento, obviously I'm working on those dates as well. So grab your tickets if you guys can get them. I know for a fact you guys can grab them right now for Nashville. I know for a fact you can grab them for Uncle Vinny's and a couple others. So I'm going to be putting those all up on Louis J. Gomez Presents, LouisJGomez.com. That's also where you can get my special. The last comedy special. Also, guys, when all these end of the year award things start fucking happening, I'm telling you right now, Louis J. Gomez Presents Louis J. Gomez, dark horse for comedy special of the year. Dark horse, okay? Let it be fucking known. This is it. You don't need Chappelle. You don't need Bill Burr. You don't need any of these motherfuckers. You got the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, all right? Go to our iTunes, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month. We give away a free piece of merch, too. And you can get all of our merch. podcastmerch.com. Everything for all the shows in the network and other podcasts off the network. Growing podcast merch day by day. Grab a t-shirt, a mug, a hat, whatever you want. All right. This is it, baby boys. This is it. Okay, we're going to wrap this one in a second. It's been a fun show. Nate, what did we miss today? We ADD'd it up. What did we miss?
I actually think we hit everything on the notes. We talked about you teaching Baby James to ride a bike.
But didn't I have you pull up some stuff that we didn't figure out?
Time travel?
We never really got to the bottom of time travel. I'm going to be honest about it. I've been trying to understand it, it's pretty intense.
Well, get your shit together, will you?
Thanks, sake, man. I'm doing my best.
I asked you to do four or five things at once, and you can't.
I did the gay dogs thing. Got that done.
Yeah.
Oh, you fucking well done, you son of a bitch.
I got the Matt and Shane thing done. Oh, Ian and Shane, sorry.
That's true.
Matt and Shane's over. And then time travel. I'm trying to think of what else.
Shannon's $2,800 titties.
Shannon's $2,800 tits. I'm getting messages about them now. So.
Good. All right, look, we're going to wrap this one up. This has been a lot of fun. Tomorrow night, Zach and Miko's bachelor party. So we're going to come back with the stories about that later on in the week. Maybe we're going to try to, I might try to pre-tape one so you don't have to worry about coming in Wednesday. Because
I'd like that.
Zach might be dead. All right, this has been a lot of fun, boys. Make sure you check out the Big Dogs podcast. Make sure you go leave them some gay reviews. And thank you for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. We'll be back on Wednesday, whether we're live or pre-tape. We'll be back Wednesday morning, 11 a.m. Peace.
That's all, folks.